welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. Each week on this show, Billy, my good friend and editor of my first book, joins me with questions about interesting subjects that we know something about. So, Billy, are you there?
I am here, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic Record. She wrote You Are the Genie in the Bottle and has taught that workshop of the same name since 1994, based on real life experiences. The students tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction in ways where it really works. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop or Kaba meditation for over 15 years and has released a wonderful guided CD version of this Kaba meditation, which is, and I got to tell you, a bit involved, but the CD really helps. And she's written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company is Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, and it has also developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandala. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we'll be discussing transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas and inspire you to grow your connection with the universe, to increase your relationship with God and the people around you, and to find your way into the fifth dimension. Today, we're talking about how angels can help you. Third dimension, fifth dimension, transitioning. We invite you to visit Maureen's website, MaureenStGermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com to purchase Maureen's books, meditation CDs, and Aromandala's essential oil blends. We have a new oil blend called Unity, which is so useful in soul retrieval work. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 800-930-2819, so you can call and ask questions. And we're going to be talking about angels and how they can help us. So if you call in and let us know what issue or whatever is happening with you, Maureen can tell you which angel to work with and how to do that. And when we start, Maureen, let's talk about angels. That word seems to be used a whole lot. It refers, people use it to refer to human beings. They refer to non-physical beings, you know, investors, all kinds of things. So let us really define what you mean by angels so that everyone sort of understands what we mean.
Okay. So angels are God's messengers. Why do they exist? They exist to help us remember how much God loves us. It is probably the closest thing to feeling the love of God when we fall in love with someone else. The next best thing is when we love our babies. So this love of God that's being carried by the angels is there to help us get through difficult times. You know, it's like the oil that greases the wheels when life gets difficult. And it's easy to remember that we love God and that all is right in the world when things are going well. But when things get a little nutso, it's when we really need to call on the angels and ask them to run some intervention for us, because that's what they're there for. Their purpose is to give us miracles, and they give miracles every day. And it's useful to know what angels do what and why they exist. Go ahead.
And it seems like we're not using them. I don't hear too many people talking about this. I mean, I'm doing this more often. There's a wonderful resource that's out there for each and every one of us. It's help waiting to provide. And we just struggle on our own and then say how we need help and never think there are angels there.
And the price is right. That's what's so fun. You know what? You just have to call them. Now, if you don't know who to call, then you can just say, I'm calling on the angels to help me, and start with that. But it does make sense to find out who the specialist is so you can make the invocation for the angel that does specialize in that category. And, okay. You know, I created the Rainbow Angel Meditation many, many years ago. And I used to joke around that I like to make the cake mix for people to buy, and you add your own eggs and you put it in your own pan and bake it at home and get the feeling of having made it from scratch. But I've done the research for you, so I've done a lot of the homework on what angel does what, and there's tons of information out there. There's lots of different resources, but one really yummy, fast and easy resource is the Rainbow Angel Meditation. It guides you through the seven archangels, and it gives a space for you to enter your own specific request or idea or wish. And that is one of the things that makes our meditation to the archangels so unique, is that it leaves a space for the listener to insert a special request. And I'll give you an example in just a minute.
Well, that's great. So that was what I was going to ask you to tell. But just in general, what kinds of things can we ask angels for help? I mean, how can they help us in our everyday lives?
Well, for example, Archangel Gabriel is the Archangel of Communication, so it's always good for us to ask him before we go on the air to help everything go smooth and easy. When I was in the telephone business as a lobbyist, I often called upon Archangel Gabriel to help me in my work as a lobbyist, working with the phone companies and helping them, get the kinds of connections and opportunities that they needed to work well for their customers. I often call on Archangel Raphael when I'm doing healing work with clients to help people integrate the healing that has come in. And one other thought that I want to share with you that's very near and dear is I always called on Archangel Chamuel to help heal a family situation. And you might have a family situation that's difficult. Perhaps somebody's not speaking to each other. Perhaps there's, bad feelings for any reason. And you can call upon Archangel Chamuel to help heal that. And maybe it doesn't happen overnight, but if you petition the archangels unceasingly, not like a whiny, hiney child, but like, you know what? It's a new day. I'm just asking again. Just put on your list again, please. Please help my family heal the riff. You'd be surprised at how it changes.
That's Chamuel. You spelled it Chamuel.
Right. And he's the guardian of all relationships. So you can call on Chamuel to bring in a love for you. You can call upon Chamuel to help you with the love you have if it's gone rocky or you're having a bad day. You can call upon Chamuel to help your family relationships, your relationships with your children. And miracles do occur, and it's quite amazing, quite amazing.
And if you have to have a difficult discussion with a loved one, you call in Gabriel and Chamuel, right?
Yes, Gabriel for communication and Chamuel for the relationship within the family. And what I have found when you call in Chamuel is that your heart opens and you're more accepting of whatever is going on, and their heart is open and more accepting of what is needed. And so you're both able to meet each other more towards the middle than you would have been otherwise.
So it's behind the scenes working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we have any caller coming in?
No. Okay. So let's keep going. Let's talk a little bit about Archangel Michael. He is probably the most written about in all the spiritual literature out there. And he is known in seven different major religions and referenced specifically in seven of the world's religions, including Christianity and the Kabbalah and the world of Islam. And that's pretty cool when you start to realize, wait a minute, the angels transcend specific religious teachings, and they are bigger than just some belief system, because they don't need to belong to a religion. They don't belong to a religion. And so even if you think, or if you've heard, the Catholics believe this, or the Jews believe this, you have a new voice in town telling you, oh no, these angels have been written about in historical literature for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So there's some indication that there's an independent existence to angels, that it's not just someone said this or wrote this. They're really a palpable, even though you can't touch them. There is a really an energetic sense to them.
I think so. I think that all you have to do is say, okay, I need some serious help here. Tell me what angel to call. And sometimes the angel will give you its name. So there's a lot there for that. And I will also say that the one angel that probably gets the most play in terms of what's written about him is Archangel Uriel. And you might not have heard of him as a listener, but Uriel is the angel with all the fire behind him and all the action. And I think when we come back, I can give you more information about that.
Okay, coming up, how can specific angels help us? So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti, and we'll be right back.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Were you aware of the fact that one of the healthiest and easiest ways to ending metabolic syndrome, which is a metabolic disorder consisting of high lipids, high insulin, and blood sugar disorders, is to optimize your vitamin D levels to well over 60 nanograms per milliliter? This allows your tissues to produce calcitriol, which is the most important steroid hormone in your body. It controls insulin levels, resulting in lower blood pressure, less tummy fat, and lower blood sugars. For more information, please visit my website at PowerfulD.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about how angels can help you. Please call in to ask questions. This is a great show to call in, present your issue, and say, what angel should I ask to help? Our listener call-in number is 800-930-2819. And if you've just started listening, you can listen to this show in its entirety on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com. Click on our news you can use and choose the Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain link. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today. So, Maureen, you were going into, you were just going to be talking about Archangel Uriel. And, you know, he's kind of obscure when it comes to the major media. I mean, everyone's heard of Gabriel and Michael and, but, you know, Uriel's not one we hear much about. So tell us, what is he really good at?
Well, he's known as Fire of God, and he's the angel you want to call when you need a job, when you need some action, when you need some clarity about the job you're looking at or the job you need to take. You need to call on Uriel when you're trying to get yourself motivated and trying to get looks like we have a caller. So out there, hang on. Our producer will be right back. So Uriel is the guy to go to when you need something action happening, either in your own world or outside of your world that will help you. You know, you need to inspire someone. You need to find a way to get someone to do something. You ask Uriel to help them and to inspire them and to help you, you know, do what you're supposed to do. And he's the great one for helping you decide where you belong. Let's say you're looking at a job and you're not sure if you should take it, or maybe you're looking at two different opportunities. Maybe you're looking at a career change. And you can ask Uriel to help make it abundantly clear and to make all kinds of miracles happen so that the way is made straight for you to get the job or to accept the job. Or, you know, I know that when I was moving to New York City originally, I asked the angels to make it abundantly clear to me that this was the move I was supposed to make and to help me make everything come together. And everything came together almost like clockwork and with very little effort invested on my part. And I never would have done it without them. So Uriel is the go-to guy for a little bit of action.
All right, and let me jump in here, ladies. We actually have a caller, Chris, calling in from Seattle, and she'd like to join the conversation. So, Chris, welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain and Billy Roberti.
Hi.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I have an impending move in my same complex, but I just have been dragging my feet so much that I didn't even know if it's going to come to pass or not. But I wanted to know what angel I should be talking to so that I could have this smooth move and that all will go well and if it's the right thing to do.
Okay, so let's bring in the idea of Archangel Zadkiel, the miracle maker that transforms all negative situations into positive ones, and ask Zadkiel to clear the way, and if it's in your highest and best good, that this move will suddenly just fall into place and everything that you've tried to line up, helpers, you know, the door opening and the situation shifting with your lease and all of that, that's you want to call in Zadkiel. And then call in Michael to help everybody be strong and sturdy that day and that they show up. And and maybe Chamuel so that everybody has a really good time in the process. And they go, you know what, we worked hard today, but we had a nice time too.
Oh, that's good. So you don't see any interruptions there.
Yeah, it feels like it's a neutral move for you. It's there's some benefit for you that you feel you're going to gain, and that will be true. But it will be almost zero impact in terms of your external world and how it will play in terms of your everyday life. And that's pretty obvious because all you really have to do is look at your return address and scratch out, you know, one condo versus another.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so I should be talking to Archangel Samuel.
Chamuel and Michael, mm-hmm. and originally the very first one to call in is Zadkiel to make sure that everything that's supposed to happen does. And,
Zadkiel.
You know, if your workers aren't working fast enough, call in Archangel Uriel.
And how do you spell Zadkiel, Maureen?
It's Z as in zebra, A-D-K-I-E-L.
He's a new one, isn't he? I just haven't heard about him.
He is the Archangel on the seventh ray, the ray of the violet flame. The ray of transmutation and transformation. And since you're transforming yourself into a new space, it's the perfect place to start.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
One of the things that I wanted to talk about before we got too far along was when we were on break, I was tuning into the angels and I was kind of checking in with them. And one of the things they said, be sure to tell people to ask what you can do for the angels. And they reminded me of a time that I was in a situation and I was asking the angels for help on this and that and every other thing. And I sat down one day and asked, okay, so what do you guys want me to do? And when they told me, and I was really in shock because I didn't expect to get a real live answer, and I did. And when they told me, my first reaction was, you've got to be kidding, because I didn't like their suggestion. But I then went on to say, okay, I'll do it, but this has to happen, and this has to happen, and this happened because I'm really busy and blah, blah, blah. I had all these excuses. And the angels made every one of my conditions happen because I listened to what they asked me to do. And even though I added some, you know, well, these people are going to have to show up and this is going to happen within this time frame, it all came together because I listened. So if you're out there listening to us and you feel like you've got a good connection with the angels, then I'm going to challenge you and say, and when have you asked the angels what they would like from you? Because you may be surprised that they have some ideas on how you could improve your life based upon all the things you've been asking about.
Ooh, but how is that asking what we can, how are we doing that for them? So can you give me an example of, like, what was the answer when you asked the angels what you could do for them?
Well, what you have to understand is if you're asking the angels all the time, they're intimately involved in your life. It's kind of like asking your mother-in-law for help. You don't really expect your mother-in-law to give you any advice that you really need. But at the same time, she is your mother-in-law, and you might be asking her for things, or you might be asking your best friend for things. And what happens is they have your best interest at heart. So when you ask them, what can you do for them, you're literally being told what you need to do, even if you don't want to do it. So in my case, I was told to work with somebody that had cheated me out of a lot of money. And I didn't want to. I was, you know, a little digging in my heels. So I said, okay, fine, I'll do it. But, you know, I have only 2 days before I have to go away, and I had all these other conditions like that. So I think, you know, it's something to contemplate if you're listening. And I know we're kind of out of time, so I can't tell you more, but stay tuned because we're going to talk about angels at another time.
If you're interested in gaining clarity about issues with work, family, or relationships, or you're just plain frustrated with your own inability to get what you desire, schedule your own personal Akashic Record reading by visiting our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com, and placing your order at our online store. Next week, we'll be talking about the Merkaba, your Merkaba, and the Merkaba meditation and the fifth dimension. As we draw this show to a close, just a quick reminder that if you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, www.MaureenSaintGermain.com. Click on our News You Can Use link and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain.
Okay.
It's a complete list of all our previous radio shows, so you can listen whenever.
Excellent. Now, it looks like we do have just another quick minute that I can give you the rest of that story and tell you that the angels arranged for this person to be told by his wife to show up across the way, across town, at his dentist appointment. The dentist said, oh, no, your appointment's not this week. It's tomorrow, not today. And I ended up changing my luncheon reservation, and we both landed at the same restaurant at the same time. I was standing at the buffet line looking up and seeing this person that I had so wanted to avoid. And I couldn't believe my eyes, and I had to just be filled with gratitude that the angels would be that clear that they wanted that kind of help from us, that they would get it to me so I could change. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.
views expressed on the preceding program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. Contests mentioned during this program are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not of the station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK, FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Eric Reiner here with you on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful Friday as we kick off the weekend. Time once again to take a look at our traffic. Well, northbound I-5 is a bit slow right now from about Albro Place on up to the 520 interchange. Southbound I-5 Northgate way down to the 520 interchange, a bit slow as well. Westbound 520 hesitating 92nd Avenue Northeast to the midspan of the bridge. A Mariners game tonight around 7:10. So our Lake Washington bridges will probably fill up as we get closer to that time. Stay tuned for Northwest Legal Compass with your host, Rick Gregory, coming up live next after the news and weather, answering your legal questions. 62 degrees.